Welcome to AM Best Audio.
While underwriting performance in the U.S. property and casualty industry slightly improved in 2023, personal lines continue to drag, according to a recent report by actuaries at the Insurance Information Institute and Milliman. While the property casualty sector saw its second consecutive year of underwriting losses with a net combined ratio of 101.6 for 2023, those losses improved relative to 2022. However, personal lines remained the major driver of unprofitability last year, according to the Insurance Economics and Underwriting Projections, a Forward View report. I'm Lori Chortis, Brand Best TV. And joining us now to discuss that is Dale Porfilio. He's the Chief Insurance Officer of the Insurance Information Institute. Dale, welcome. It's always great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation. Happy to be here.
Dale, what has driven continued underwriting losses in the U.S. property and casualty industry over the past 2 years? And what does that slight improvement indicate about the industry's overall performance in 2023?
The improvement is coming about primarily because of the increase in prices. We are seeing on the loss side that the large increase in losses has smoothed out. So we are now seeing loss trends more in the low single digits again. But we are offsetting that is the significant price increases that are flowing through. So at the end of the day, you know, underwriting losses, you've got losses and expenses in the numerator and premium in the denominator. Essentially, the premium is going up materially. And as that is flowing through, it led to some improvement in the experience from 2022 to 2023, and we're expecting that that'll continue to drive improvement in the years ahead.
How did the performance of commercial lines compare to personal lines in 2023?
Short answer is materially different. There definitely was, once the pandemic hit, we went from a time where personal lines and commercial lines were performing about equal. And definitely as people returned back on the roads after the initial stay-in-place orders were lifted with the pandemic, personal lines experience started to deteriorate rapidly, while commercial lines relatively held steady. So this has been a good time for commercial lines writers, broadly speaking, because the combined ratio for commercial lines has held in that 96-97% range, while personal lines peaked all the way up at around 110. So a material difference between those two. The peak difference was actually in 2022. The gap closed a little bit in 2023, but still very large difference. So I am speaking about commercial lines broadly when I put all into one category. There certainly were some bright spots and some pain points within commercial lines, but in aggregate, commercial lines well outperforming personal lines in 2023, well, really 21, 2, and 3.
Well, looking at commercial auto, while we saw improved underwriting results in areas like commercial auto early in the pandemic, why have those underwriting results once again deteriorated, and have they returned to pre-COVID levels?
The challenges around product lines like commercial auto is that certainly they've experienced some of the same loss increases that impacted personal auto. But in addition, there's been challenges around legal system abuse that has caused challenges for reserving. Legal system abuse is the term that we refer to of all different ways that losses go up for insurance in excess of economic inflation alone. And commercial auto is the product line where this has been most painful. And where this frequently shows up in the underwriting results is an adverse development. It's those moments where reserving actuaries, when they go to post reserves, miss it and end up being low and have to put up more reserves for the past. And that number ebbed in 2021 at the beginning of the pandemic as some of the courts were closed and patterns changed. But that returned with a vengeance in 2022 and 2023. So approximately 5 points of the combined ratio in 2023 were because companies needed to go and put up increased reserves against prior years. And that significantly impacted the underwriting results in 2023, comparable to how it did pre-pandemic, but we're back at those levels again. So it is challenges in commercial auto, certainly in replacement cost increases, the cost of parts to repair vehicles, but also you layer on top of that the complexities around what's happening with legal system abuse. And we've got an underwriting challenge that in some ways is a little bit harder to fix than just being able to increase price to offset the fact that repairs cost more.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What about workers' compensation? Can you tell us about what we saw in that line last year and what can we expect to see this year?
Workers' compensation has been a bright spot for the industry for a few years now. We went through a period, an entire decade, ending around 2014, where workers' compensation was unprofitable for the industry. And it was through a whole lot of efforts from the insurance industry as well as workplace, the organizations themselves, seeking to create safer work environments, that has led to now nearly an entire decade of profitability for workers' compensation. So it had one of the lowest combined ratios amongst all product lines, and it's been pretty consistent year to year, even with all the dynamics that happened through the pandemic. It maintained pretty consistent results through that. Our expectation is that that will continue in the years ahead, just because there has been such a culture of workplace safety and continuing to stay on top of pricing and risk management. So it's definitely a good bright spot within the workers' compensation product line.
And Dale, what were some of the other key findings in the report?
One of the other nuggets that I don't know that we put in the press release, but I think it's an interesting point, was when you study expense ratios. We have seen a general improvement in expense ratios. By that, I mean it's becoming a smaller portion of every dollar, which speaks to efficiencies within the insurance industry. We've seen a general improvement on that, which is good because that helps our product be more affordable in the long run. But we actually saw an interesting dip in 2023 that, especially in personal auto, that number dropped by a full 2 points, 2 percentage combined ratio points in 2023. We started digging underneath the hood, and a key point to that was that there was an awful lot of improvement, I guess you could say less spend on advertising. We know that regularly when you watch TV, radio, or any other medium, you see an awful lot of especially personal auto advertising trying to drive new business in the door. And when the personal auto results were poor, companies didn't want to attract as much new business. And so there was a decrease in advertising in 2023 that contributed to a significantly lower expense ratio in personal auto and therefore personal lines in total. So a little bit of benefit in the homeowner side as well. But it's spent most impactfully in personal auto.
And Dale, what is your outlook for both property, casualty, and personal lines in 2024? And could we see premium growth in either or both lines that will further improve underwriting results?
I'll break that down for personal versus commercial. We definitely see the personal lines hard market, meaning that's when we needed to continue to take rates upward. We'll definitely continue into 2024. The industry's results, while they are improving in both product lines, there's still a long way to go to be back down to where they need to be for the industry in total. So unfortunately, this cycle of consumers needing to experience increased auto and homeowners pricing, we expect that to continue through much of 2024 on homeowners well into 2025. As companies take rates upward, we should see obviously premium growth coming from it and also an improvement over and overall financial results. We are expecting that personal auto for the industry in aggregate will return to an underwriting profit in 2025, but taking all the way out to 2026 for homeowners. If you then bounce over to the commercial line side, since it's already coming in from an overall position of performing well, what we do see is efforts to improve the product lines that are not, such as commercial auto, while continuing to try to maintain results in the product lines that are performing well, like workers' compensation. So we are expecting to see greater premium growth in the personal line side, less premium growth, but still growth in commercial lines, and hopefully improving results in aggregate, but mostly driven by the personal lines business.
Dale, this has been so informative, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
It has truly been my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Dale Porfilio, Chief Insurance Officer of the Insurance Information Institute. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.